This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on vacation. That's right. If you're a fan of this program, Doug has never taken a vacation, at least in my memory. And I've been here a long time, like a whole decade. But Dougie's out enjoying some R&R and taking some pictures along the way. Hopefully we'll have those up for you on Facebook soon, facebook.com/DJV Show. Now, ladies, Victoria, Kara, we've talked about this story. I think what is probably the most important story of the week is the news that came out about the Pentagon ordering National Guardsmen in California, which is my home state, to pay back bonus money. And this money, by the way, totaled huge amounts of money. I mean, the lowest amount was $15,000. It went up all the way to almost $50,000. And the Pentagon was asking the National Guard to pay back bonuses they received, National Guardsmen received, as they were reenlisting during the Iraq and Afghanistan war over 10 years ago. And it kind of boiled down to this idea that some of these National Guardsmen were reenlisted with a specialty. Maybe it's civil affairs, whatever, intelligence, whatever it might be. They were enlisted with a specialty. They received a bonus based on that specialty. And then the National Guard reassigned them, and they were put in other places. So the military would reassign them in other spots, in other units. And because of that, they say that they received those bonuses and that they were kind of baseless. And so the Pentagon asked those people to repay all of the money that they received 10 years ago, and causing really big hardship to the people that defend our country the most. I mean, basically, people were refinancing homes. There was wage garnishments, tax liens, all in an effort for the government to try to get back these bonuses. Congress knew about it for 2 years. It's horrible. Totally disgraceful. Congress and Washington knew about this for over 2 years. And until it got some play in the news media, nobody was doing anything about this until yesterday. Ash Carter, who's the defense secretary, because of all the backlash, by the way, said on Wednesday that he had given an order to the Pentagon to suspend effort to seek repayments of enlistment bonuses given to thousands of California National Guard members who had served in Iraq and Afghanistan. His decision came in the wake of what, I mean, it really was angry reaction on social media, in the news, and from Congress, from congressional Republicans and Democrats who demanded that he relieve the burden of Guard members following news reports that they were being asked to repay debts that were even more than $25,000. I heard a story about someone who actually had to repay a debt of $25,000 and then had to pay back $21,000 in tuition scholarship money that she had received. So you're looking at $50,000 almost that you have to try to come up with. And I don't know if many of us could do that. I know I couldn't.
No.
It would be a real issue. And when you have a home and you have a family that you're trying to support, this is really big money.
Mm-hmm.
The announcement does not end the reimbursement process, but it postpones collection efforts while the Pentagon and Congress actually look for a long-term solution. President Obama came out saying he was pleased with the decisions, that he warned the Defense Department earlier this week not to nickel and dime service members who were victims of wrongdoing. Look, whoever set this up is the person that should be in trouble, and actually the person who took the fall for this is actually in prison right now. But to blame these guys because of bonuses that they received, that they didn't ask for, that was part of what they signed a contract for, you know, I don't see how they should have to pay any of it back. Not one dime.
Nope.
Well, yeah, a lot of them say that their only mistake was to take the money in the first place. You know, it wasn't their fault that they were given the money. And so I always think in situations like this, if you were dumb enough and you didn't do enough research to find out, you know, and this is the people giving the money, the recruiters. If you didn't do enough research to find out who should get the money and who shouldn't, then, you know, you've already given them the money. They shouldn't have to pay this back. This is on you. This is your fault. You know, and you've already given them the money, and it's too late. You know,
yeah, it's pretty shameful. I mean, when we talk about how it is already so difficult for many vets when they come home from war, it's very difficult for them to get care that they need from the VA. It's very difficult for them to get the mental health care that they need to kind of readjust back into living life as a civilian. It's difficult to find jobs. And then you hear stories.
It's and housing,
exactly.
Housing is a problem. 40,000 vets are currently homeless, and that's probably not even an accurate number. I'm sure it's more than that when you factor in mental illness and people who aren't being accounted for. It's just, it's terrible. I don't know is this a generational thing? Like, when did, I know in Vietnam there was a backlash against veterans, which was horrible, and everyone looks back on that and knows it's horrible, but we're kind of still doing the same thing in terms of neglect.
Yeah, and that's just it. Maybe we're not out there throwing things at soldiers when they come back from war like a lot of protesters did during Vietnam. But
yeah.
The types of services and treatment that they get really needs to be amped up. And
it's a different type of mistreatment.
This is one of those issues that the presidential candidate should be talking about. This is one that gets them not only votes, but gets them points for doing the right thing, because this is a bipartisan issue. I think most people can agree that veteran services should be at the top of the plate no matter how you vote, no matter what party you're registered to. I mean, I haven't heard Hillary Clinton talk much about it. I've heard Donald Trump talk enough about it to raise it as sort of a maybe second-tier issue in his campaign. I mean, it's too bad that we're not doing more for these people. So good news, I guess, temporarily from the Pentagon ordering this stop in seeking National Guard bonus repayments. That's really good news. Now, also going on sort of politically in scope, I thought this was kind of fun, ladies. I know maybe the two of you might be considering a vote for Hillary Clinton. Maybe this will help your decision. She has revealed a plan for closing America's fun deficit.
Tell me more.
She did an interview with the Breakfast Club on Power 105.1. During that time, she revealed her plan for turning America's frown upside down by doing a national dance party that everyone is invited to. How about that? Are you behind it? National dance party?
What kind of music are we going to have at this dance party? Because if it's not 90s R&B, then I don't want to be there.
You don't want to do it? She was having fun with DJ Envy and Charlemagne the God, who is, I guess, they're the host of the Breakfast Club. She said, you know, we've got to close the fun deficit. I'm sick of all the meanness. This is Hillary Clinton speaking. Why don't these people who support my opponent go out and have some fun dancing? You think they dance? And so everybody was talking about, yeah, everybody, of course, they dance. Well, now she proposed a big national dance party to bring the country together after Election Day. I don't know if that's going to push the lever for me. Maybe you guys have
going to cut it.
I think that we need to stop with the negativity, and I'm a big fan of unity and bringing people together. I'm not sure that this is the thing that's going to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, watching Hillary Clinton dance for me would actually be kind of funny. They'd have to reset her chip to add dance mode, but but it would be kind of fun. I actually see Trump dance
robot.
There you go. I love it. Maybe the two of them dancing together, that might bring people together.
All right.
I know. More up ahead. Actually, we've got some news into this investigation with the Miami Marlins pitcher, Jose Fernandez, and more information on that boat crash that killed him. That's next. It's 15 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
17 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara. Now, Dougie is out on vacation. The ladies are ruling the roost this week on the program. This story, though, ladies, is no laughing matter. If you remember a few months back, Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, a young guy, his whole life ahead of him, two of his friends also were killed in a boating accident last month that had a strong odor of alcohol, according to an affidavit. No one knew exactly what had caused this crash, but an Associated Medical Examiner told investigators that the bodies of Fernandez, Emilio Macias, and Eduardo Rivero recovered that they had a strong odor of alcohol emanating from them as divers retrieved the bodies from Miami's South Beach. A Florida judge just recently approved a warrant to search the vessel, which careened into a jetty in the early morning hours of September the 25th. A Florida official said the collision scene is consistent with a high-speed collision at a location and at a time such speed was reckless because of the darkness. So what do we think here? No toxicology, no autopsy reports. Obviously, something had happened. This is not the first time they were at a boat. The three were at a bar where alcohol was served shortly before the accident took place. Tragic all the way around, but could this be more than just a freak accident?
Yeah, I think that a lot of times people kind of underestimate the dangers of boating. I know there have been so many times where people get into accidents or there's a storm and they end up dying because they don't have their life jackets on. I think a lot of people just think, you know, I went tubing, whitewater tubing recently, and tons of people didn't have their life jackets on. And I never really think second, you know, I just do it because that's what you're supposed to do and I'm a good little girl. But, yeah, I think people just don't think about it. They're like, oh, well, I don't need it. And then by the time something actually happens, if you don't have it on, then it's too late. And I know so many people, because there's water in the place where I grew up, so many people who were in accidents and ended up dying when if they had just had a life jacket on, they would have survived.
Yeah, I agree. I think people take boating for granted, and there's, you know, when you're on a boat and you're in Miami, I mean, you want to drink, you want to have fun, you want to party. I think that this was just a case of guys drinking too much and just not really understanding the severity of, you know, mixing boating and alcohol.
Yeah,
it happens all too much.
It is really sad though, because he had a pregnant girlfriend who I think was just a few months pregnant. So
yeah.
That's right, and just young and kind of at the top of his game and career. Really sad. And of course, the two friends that died with them, we don't pay a lot of attention to those guys. Their families hurt too. So thoughts and prayers going out to the families of those three impacted in that accident. At 21 past the hour, it is on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
When you got cold, I see a local boulevard. When a song coming out of the speakers with the band that you had on your t-shirt, we were screaming cause all the streets were empty and you kissed me and we were
all night and we were feeling so good. Yeah, we got a little higher than we probably should. We were
3 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen out of control. Dougie out on vacation. And this is a great song, guys. I've had the opportunity to hear it a couple of times, but the more I hear it, the more I love it. This is Kenny Chesney and Pink, which is really kind of cool. Kenny Chesney is getting some good news. He is going to receive the Pinnacle Award during the 50th Annual Country Music Association Awards. He'll be joining Garth Brooks and Taylor Swift as the only recipients. The award was created back in 2005, and it recognizes an artist who has achieved global prominence through performances and record sales. It's the highest degree of recognition. Kenny Chesney is no slouch in the awards department. He has 8 CMA awards, including 4 Entertainer of the Year awards. That's the biggie.
That's impressive, yeah.
It's huge. His new album is called Cosmic Hallelujah. It comes out Friday. Features the hit duet Setting the World on Fire. That's what you're hearing now with Pink. He's had 28 number one country songs and has sold in excess of 30 million albums. He is considered one of music's top touring artists, not just country, but music's top touring artists. The CMA Awards air on November 2nd on ABC. Now, I have a little knowledge in the Kenny Chesney department, ladies. He is by far one of the most fantastic entertainers that you will ever see. His concerts are fun. He's kind of got that beachy vibe. Anybody that goes to a Kenny Chesney concert, whether you like country or not, will have a great time. I'm surprised, however, that George Strait hasn't received a Pinnacle Award yet from the CMAs.
That's interesting. I know.
I get Garth Brooks.
George Strait is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get Garth Brooks, but Taylor Swift, I mean, look, she's huge in country music. She's just a little young, but when you have someone like George Strait who's been around and has so many hits, surprising he's not on the list.
That's a good point. How old is George Strait now?
He's probably 60, but he's he's done a little retiring. He did a goodbye, a farewell cowboy, the Cowboy Walks Away tour, I think, something like that.
That's a good name.
He's another one. If you just want to see solid performance, he basically stands in the middle of the stage with his guitar and he just plays, and he plays for over 3 hours. He has so many hits. He doesn't need all the flash. Kenny Chesney has has a little bit of flash. A lot of it comes from his energy, though. That's what makes the concert such a great show, is that he's running all over the place and having fun, interacting with the crowd. He does a great job. So congratulations to Kenny Chesney getting his CMA Pinnacle Award at the upcoming CMA Awards. Also in the country news, another one of my favorites, Jason Aldean. And you got to say it, Aldean, if you want to be legit. He brought his 11th annual concert for The Cure home to Nashville on Tuesday for the 8th annual Opry Goes Pink Show in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. He kicked off the show by flipping the switch to turn the Opry's iconic barn backdrop pink. Very cool. During his 5-song set, he presented a check, a big donation check, right? $450,883 to the local chapter of the Susan G. Komen Foundation. That reflects the proceeds from every ticket sold on his 2016 tour. I mean, that's putting your
money
where your mouth is.
Absolutely. Really cool. I love that.
It's kind of one of the things I love about country music is that you get a lot of people who haven't gotten caught up in the fame. You get a lot of humble, a lot of people who are grateful for their opportunity and who do stuff like this, and I think it's important to recognize them. His Concert for the Cure initiative, since its inception, has raised $3.3 million for the organization. Performances also included Montgomery Gentry, Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum, Chris Young, and others. Cassie Pope, too, from The Voice, performed her CMA-nominated number one hit. At 28 past the hour, it's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The American Veterinary Medical Association and its members are proudly participating in the inaugural One Health Day, November 3rd. Through the efforts of the global One Health movement, veterinarians are committed to working across scientific disciplines to attain optimal health for animals, people, and the environment. Dr. Justine Lee of St. Paul, Minnesota, is an emergency care vet and toxicologist and says poisonings are always a concern.
The most important thing with any type of poisoning is if you think your dog or cat is poisoned, to get to a veterinarian immediately. Because the sooner we can identify it, even if it's an illicit drug, you're not going to get in trouble. The sooner we find out it's poisonous, the sooner we can pump the stomach and treat your pet.
And if you need advice fast,
have your cell phone pre-programmed with your veterinarian, your emergency veterinarian, and the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center. That way you can always call for life-saving advice if you think your pet is poisoned.
Today's One Health Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org/onehealth to find out how your health is connected to animal health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In a very long time, but he's there now. He'll be back with us next week. Now, thankfully, Dougie is not in Italy because they have had a time of it this week. A powerful magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck central Italy Wednesday night, just hours after a smaller magnitude, but still big, 5.5 earthquake, and struck the same region, crumbling buildings, killing at least one person. So as the larger quake struck near Visso, Italy, which is about 113 miles northeast of Rome, happened at about 9:18 p.m. local time, according to the USGS, and only one person dead, but several injured from the rumbling and shaking. According to local newspapers, buildings, homes, they are all reporting collapses from obviously these earthquakes. The sad thing about Italy is that there's just so much beauty. There's so many old churches and historic buildings that
When you have earthquakes that come through there, the devastation can just be so great because these are buildings that haven't necessarily been retrofitted to modern standards.
Yeah, it's so sad. And just to lose all of that history, so that's the other layer of tragedy as well. You know,
that's right. Have you guys ever been there? Have you been to Italy?
No, it's always been on my bucket list. I've always wanted to go.
Kara, ever done?
No, I haven't. I think we've got another spot on our list of places to visit.
Yeah, definitely added to the bucket list. It was probably, I love Ireland, and of course England is great as well. France, at this point, I don't know if I'd probably go back, but just not right now because there's a lot of stuff going on in and around Paris, maybe in other areas of the country. Yes, maybe. Yeah. But in Italy was so fantastic. The food is beautiful. The people are great. There's just sort of this very unique vibe that goes on. And to see all of this history and all of this art, you really hope that they're able to dig out and sort of preserve everything that they can because it's such a beautiful place filled with so much history. All right. Also a little sad news today. Maybe not so sad. Mexican drug lord. Remember him? El Chapo. You remember that guy? The guy that dug out of his jail cell and escaped?
Twice.
Well, yeah, exactly. He got caught again, and now he says he's suffering from depression in prison. He says, I'm always in the cell, always laying down on the bottom bunk. I only see the cops, and I'm sad. I don't mean to laugh at this guy.
I know.
But you know what makes me sad, El Chapo? People that don't have heads attached to their bodies anymore. That's what makes me sad. And, you know, you're responsible for a lot of beheadings. You're responsible for a lot of people addicted to drugs. You're responsible for a lot of drug coming into this country. So I got to say, El Chapo, because you're sad that all you get to see is cops laying on the bottom bunk, I think you're actually doing okay, because in my book, you may not be so lucky.
I got to say, not making fun of depression here, that's an actual issue. But for someone who is depressed because they are in jail, because they, did a ton of crimes and were the cause of a lot of people dying, don't feel bad for you. You're lucky that you're alive.
And also, what did he think of when he thinks of prison anyway? Did it not meet his expectations? I mean,
he's in a room with no access to radio or TV.
Clearly, though, he obviously had help from the inside. I mean, this is no secret that the Mexican government has a lot of corruption that runs rampant through it. Not every single person, but there is a lot of corruption there. And he obviously had some help in the previous times that he was in that high security. And I'm using air quotes there, that high security prison that he was able to dig out and moped out of. His complaints right now or that he's depressed. He suffers from hallucinations. He said he's experiencing memory loss due to mistreatment in prison. In a document that was published in the Los Angeles Times, he also told a psychiatrist that he has no privacy. He's constantly being watched by guards. Yeah, you think? The last time you dug out with a spoon, you nut. And he said, I simply have to, they treat me like everyone else. He said the lights in his cell are kept on 24 hours a day, and he interacts only with masked guards with no access to a television or radio.
And they treat him like everyone else. Maybe we need to talk about lowering the bar here, El Chapo. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Where is he now? He's in New York? Or was he?
No, he's not here. He's still in Mexico. But last week, a Mexican judge finally approved the extradition of El Chapo to the U.S. So he will be in your area. You can go visit him in the clank if you want.
Aw, yeah.
I know, right in New York. His lawyers are trying to fight it. They don't want him to come to the States. They'd rather have him stay in Mexico. But it looks like that process is underway. Hard to conjure sympathy for a guy who has committed so many atrocities. I don't know what you expect. I mean, it's not going to be the Ramada Inn, buddy. Come on.
Right.
Pretty unbelievable stuff. All right. Also going on today is the brand new trailer out on the Gilmore Girls. You know, it is about this time we do our TV report, but a little sneak peek into what's been going on here. The Gilmore Girls, who many people loved, it was on for, many seasons, multiple seasons, and it's been off the air for 9 years. But Netflix has made the announcement that they're going to revive the series, and they're now doing this thing to sort of build anticipation where they're releasing official trailers to garner excitement. The same characters are back. Laura Lee and Rory are still hanging out with each other. And we have a little bit of audio, I think, a sneak peek of this official trailer just released that's been burning up social media. Take a listen.
Did we order Chinese, Greek, and Italian food last night, and hot dogs. Ugh, last night's a blur.
Hey, what did we end up watching?
Was it Baby Monitor Sound of Fear or Co-Ed Call Girl?
No, I'd remember if we'd rocked a spelling.
Hey, they should make a Lifetime movie out of that poor Tory spelling, Falling at Benihana, Teppanyaki Grill of Death.
We have limited time. Should we skip the town tour?
We can't skip the town tour.
Well, we'll keep it short. There's a debate going on whether or not to take the phone booth out.
But where would Superman change when he comes to save our town from Ben Affleck?
I made the same excellent point.
I'm not making tater tots.
Why not? We need sustenance.
You're eating tacos.
They're organic.
And I saw you grab those mini donuts. Put them down right now.
Mom?
Oh, yes. Isn't it wonderful?
It's the whole world.
This is my time to be rootless. And you're okay with this vagabond existence she's leading?
She's Jack Kerouac. She's on the road in it. Pass the peyote.
But after you pass the peyote, what bathroom will you use to throw up in?
Delicious.
Explain to me again who that person is.
Oh, that I could.
Loving you. All right, so that's a little bit from the official trailer out from Netflix from the Gilmore Girls. And I think Victoria and I have not seen too many episodes of the Gilmore Girls, but Kara Schillen is our resident fan. So, Kara, does this excite you? Are you ready for the revival?
I am ready for the revival. And I said earlier, I think the most exciting thing is that I think it really says something about a show and the environment and what it was like to work on it when every single person who was on it comes back to do a reboot. I feel like you don't find that often. So yeah. This is exciting for me. The only person who's not back is the character who played the grandfather who died a few years ago. So that's going to be a big part of it. They're going to have a big funeral as part of the show for him, kind of a memorial for him. So that's going to be not exciting, but nice to see. And they're going to do four different, I think it's hour-long, kind of like short movies for each season, like spring, summer, winter, and fall. So I'm excited for it.
Now, let me ask a question. I was going to say, is food a big part of the show just based on that trailer?
Like it. Yes. Yes.
So that's been a theme.
Eating and Melissa McCarthy, who is in the original, she's
back.
That's
what I was going to ask. Okay, so she is coming back because at the beginning, she said that they hadn't asked her to come back.
Yeah, well, I think what ended up happening because she said they didn't ask her to come back, and then they were like, "Oh no, we would love for you to come back." So I think it was just a misunderstanding where they felt that she was so busy because she's doing so many movies and she's doing Mike and Molly. So I just they thought she was too busy to do it, but she is back and she is a chef in the show. So that's another aspect of cooking and eating. There's lots of that.
Wow. I think I might check it out. I think I can probably figure out, like, you know, what happened. Netflix put so much money into this that the two main characters, and I forget the actresses' names, but the two main characters, the mom and the daughter, they're the highest paid Netflix stars for the year. So obviously Netflix is banking on a lot of bank coming in from this.
We continue our look at the winners and the losers of the fall television season. That's next. Victoria's got the TV report at 44 minutes past the hour. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrasa.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels in another mouth. 57 channels in another mouth. 57 channels in another mouth.
47 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on vacation, and that sound means that it's time for our TV report. Now, Victoria, we talked a little bit on the last episode, the last show, the last on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria about some of the successes of the new fall season. Let's recap those, and then let's talk about some of the biggest flops of the fall season for those of us planning on whether or not to commit to our favorite TV shows.
Well, you know, Designated Survivor and Bull have been really taking the ratings by storm so far this season. We're all fans here of Designated Survivor, and I have not seen Bull, but I think you have seen that, right, Jen?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I have definitely given it another chance. It's a good show. It's unique. It's a little different spin on a crime series.
And I think it's also been benefiting from, it's a spinoff of NCIS, right?
Yeah, well, not
where the one character is.
The one character. It's Michael Weatherly, who they obviously knew was a fan favorite, so they made him into this character of Dr. Bull, who assists jury selection with big court cases. And it's kind of neat the way they sort of delve into the court case through the eyes of the jurors and how you can predict people's behavior. It's interesting.
Yeah. To me, the most interesting thing is the new show, This Is Us, is even though it ranks third in terms of numbers of viewers, it actually leads all the newcomers among adults ages 18 to 49, which is, that's the demo that everybody aims for. So This Is Us, I know, Jen, that's your favorite new show, right?
Love it. I love it. I just caught up last night, and they always answer a big question during each of the shows. There's always a little bit of a twist, so it's fun to watch, but the characters are just so well written.
So those are three success stories. Lethal Weapon's doing pretty well. I think that's been renewed already. ABC Speechless is also doing pretty well. On the downside, though, The Exorcist, Pitch, which is new at Fox, ABC's Conviction and Notorious, and the CW's No Tomorrow, all probably not going to get renewed. Sunday Night Football down 23%. Scream Queens, which is a show I love, is really down. New Girl, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Lucifer. Blind Spot, Scorpion, so many shows not doing well.
Fox having a hard time of it seems like.
Yeah.
All right, well, we will keep an eye on it. That Notorious show, by the way, not so good. Thanks for the TV report. That's Victoria Keelan. It is On Air, Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Our pal, the host of the Money Pit, the great Tom Kreitler. Welcome to On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Dougie, out on vacation, Tom. So we're actually going to go through your whole report today.
Wow. You guys have no repairs you want to talk about in your own personal Money Pits?
Actually, I do, but yeah. I will not digress right. Because this is really important. We were laughing a little bit off air, Tom. I live in California, and so people talk about, preparing for fall, getting ready for winter. We don't have to do that so much in California, but it's a real concern almost everywhere else. And fall is like the perfect time before that bad weather kind of hits us to really undertake some home improvement projects that are going to make your indoors and your outdoors a lot healthier and happier during the winter, right? So what should we be doing this time of year?
Yeah, and it's not just, the fall sort of heating-related kinds of things. I mean, now in California, you're famous for power failures, right? The grid going down and that sort of stuff. So a lot of folks just had one
this week. It rained, and all of a sudden the power went out everywhere. It's like we can't handle, a drop.
Electricity and water. Who knew? Briggs & Stratton is out with a new generator I think is kind of cool. It's called PowerSmart. It's an inverter generator. And the way these things work is these are very small generators, so they're very portable. You can use them at your house. You can use them if you're traveling, camping, whatever. And what's cool about them is this inverter technology makes the generator very, very solid and reliable in terms of the power output. So you don't have to worry about plugging in your smartphones and things like that. And it can handle small kitchen appliances and lights. And it's always good to have one of these around. around because they're not terribly expensive. And when you go out of power and you need to charge things like that or just get some light, it's an easy way to do it. They start at $649 for a 2,200-watt unit. They're portable. They're lightweight. They're easy to get around. And I think it's a great addition to your home. And then one thing that we do deal with, whether you have heating or air conditioning, is this thing called the filter. And, you know, I spent 20 years as a home inspector. I'd open up these furnaces to inspect them. Filter would be caked with dust, and the homeowner would say, "You mean I got to change that?" Yeah.
Right. Once a month. Why do I feel so sick? I've had this cough, everyone.
Right.
Yeah, people forget about the filter.
Well, check this out. There's a website now called FilterEasy.com, and the way FilterEasy.com works is it's kind of a subscription service. You log on, you sign up, you register the size filter that you want, how frequently you want it replaced, and it gets shipped right to your door. So when it shows up in the mail or by UPS or however they get it to you, you know, hey, it's time to change my filter, which is a really easy project to do. Most systems are made for you just to pop them in and pop them out. And this way you know it's always going to be done. You're going to be healthy. Your heating equipment is going to work well, and so on. So FilterEasy.com, pretty cool service.
I love that. A couple of great tips here, because that is something that I think people, you're right, just forget about. So FilterEasy.com, loving the portable generator. What about flooring? What about waterproofing your floor if there's some rain or snow during the winter months?
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, what happens with flooring is it does get wet, even though you think it's not, but the kids walk in, they're dripping snow and that sort of thing. There's new types of flooring out today called EVP, which is engineered vinyl plank. Lumber Liquidators makes this stuff, and it is not just water resistant. It is completely waterproof. It looks like wood. It's beautiful, and it's really durable. It's got a 30-year warranty, but it actually is completely waterproof. That means you can put it in the kitchen, you can put it in the bathroom, you can put it in the basement and not have to worry about any warping or twisting or degradation of any sort. And it's inexpensive. I think it's like under $3 a square foot. So
wow,
that's a great indoor project for you to do. And, you know, I think we're just a few days away from saying bye-bye once again to daylight savings time, which I really hate. Why do we do that? You know, it's going to get dark so much earlier, especially us that get up early to work.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So it's a good time to think about your lighting in your house. And I have these things in my house called the Lutron Maestro occupancy sensors. These are these switches that they replace your regular toggle switches. And when you go into a room, they automatically bring the lights on. And when you leave the room, they automatically turn the lights off. This is phenomenal if you have kids, because kids always leave the lights on. Or you could set it up into a different type of mode called a vacancy mode, so that when you go into the room, you have to manually turn the lights on. But again, when you leave the room, if there's no movement, they go off. LutronSensors.com is their website. I love these things. I have them in almost every room of my house. But imagine you're going into your laundry room and your hands are holding onto the laundry basket.
I love
it. The light
it.
Just comes on because of the movement itself. And then here's
great
the problem
energy
that
saver.
Really, yeah, right, huge. Here's a problem that a lot of people face with, and that's hard water. You know, if you live in a place that's got hard water, it could be municipal or it could be well, it's nasty. And most of us have to use salt-based systems to clean it. Well, there's a product out called OneFlow Plus. It's a salt-free scale prevention and water filtration system. You put this device in where the main comes into your house. It takes out all of the hard water. It does it without salt, and it filters all of the water that goes out through your entire house. Very, very easy
fantastic.
To install. Almost no maintenance, under $600.
Nice.
Great tip. Tom Kreitler, you are the man, co-host of The Money Pit, author of My Home, My Money Pit. Great tips for getting our house ready.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.